Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun. This is Tina and Georgette with Floors Truly. Hey, my friend, happy Roster Cut Tuesday.
Oof, happy Roster Cut Tuesday.
Is it happy, though? It's happy for some of the guys that really put in the work during the preseason. That we're super happy to see them make the final 53, but there are some shockers today. Biggest one is the trade of Will Lutz to none other than Sean Payton and the Denver Saints.
Ah, Denver Saints taking our cast-offs. Have at it, Sean.
Mm-hmm. So let's begin with this. I'm not shocked, but I am shocked. This was one of the great debates. We actually did a poll about it, and people were like, there's no way the Saints are going to cut Lutz or trade Lutz over a rookie. And I was like, not necessarily. Mm-hmm. Think about what happened with Thomas Morstead. We were shocked over that. Blake is the younger, cheaper, even though they said it had nothing to do with his salary, with the salary issue. He is the younger, cheaper option who really came into camp and just impressed everybody. He's young and you face adversity as a player, and he just, you would never know, you know, we made jokes about what happened to him with the security, stopping him not once, but twice. At the TDC luncheon last Saturday,
yes,
Fred McAfee was about to introduce him, and the cameras looking, you know, going from player to player as Fred's introducing them, and they just went right over Blake Rupe. And I felt bad because I was like, I'm thinking of the story, what happened with security. Yeah. I'm like, this poor kid's just getting passed over left and right. But no more. Everybody will know who he is. He is now 100%. The kicker for the New Orleans Saints. And Will Lutz has been traded to Denver. And yeah, like I said, I'm not shocked, but I am. Everybody was saying it. Maybe he would go to Sean. Mm-hmm. And I shouldn't be, because, I mean, it seems like everybody that gets caught by the Saints, Sean's picking up, poaching all our players and coaches over there. But but yeah, so that, I think that was the biggest shock. I think the second biggest shock was Blake Gillikin. That was, to me, a little shocking because, you know, he's been clutch for us, just like Lutz was, except Lutz had injury. And Blake's only been in the league 3 years. Lou Headley is a little bit older. I think he's 30 years old. Again, you know, everything, the battle and competition, the best man won. And I trust the Saints for making these decisions. You know, they see these players day in, day out, their scouts, you know, before they sign them. So to me, those were the two shockers more than anything else. It's just that, you know, special teams are kickers. Like, who would have ever thought that would have been the shock of a roster cut day today?
No kidding. I had different shocks. Mostly, I will admit, Blake Gillikin was a bit of a surprise. That came as a bit of a surprise. But once I saw Lutz was gone, I'm like, oof, probably not too far behind with the Blake. For me, my surprises were Bradley Roby did not see that coming. And Smoke Monday, because you know, we didn't even get a chance to see him because he was injured last year in camp and then didn't play, and then this summer he was doing really great, and then poof, voila, he's gone. And I mean the memes were going to generate themselves, the name, the kid was doing a good job. So
the numbers game, you have to go from 90 to 53, which,
yes,
I mean, I think that the league needs to expand on that just because of the injuries, and now we're at a 17 game season. And some of these guys will be back, like Shaq Davis.
Yeah.
I was shocked over that. I thought that Traquan Smith would have been the one who would have been the odd man out. Traquan is here still.
I know.
And Shaq was waived, but I do expect him to be back on the practice squad. You know, Jontae Kirkland was another one from LSU. Mm-hmm. A lot of people were excited to see, you know, LSU kid here. Darrell Williams was another one. We just signed him a couple weeks ago with Alvin Kamara's suspension.
I know.
Going in with, you know, Jamal Williams, who I love. And
I love him.
Of course, Kendre Miller, the rookie, I would have thought we would have kept, you know, a fourth running back on the roster. That, like I said, that kind of surprised me. But again, he's eligible to come back to the practice squad. Merriweather is. So maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe, like I said, it's a numbers game moving. It's just kind of like the cap. You know, Mickey and Kai are great with moving the puzzle pieces. So this is the same thing. We'll see a lot of these names come back. Also, keep in mind players that were released and how many are in the pool now. So I'm sure the Saints had their eyes on guys that were released with other teams going, hey, he was better at this position than this guy that we released.
Yes.
So don't be surprised to see some guys from other teams being picked up and brought here.
Here's what I'll say. Two things. One, PJ Williams is still out there. And so there's good old PJ. Wouldn't mind bringing him back. Also, and more importantly, and I told you this before we started recording, here's my mindset this year. I don't necessarily agree with what's been done, but I had to sit down and tell myself, you need to make peace that Dennis Allen is doing the things we wanted him to do. And so at the end of the day, I have to believe the way I used to believe about Sean, right? In Sean we trust, even though some of his decisions didn't make any sense whatsoever. I used to tell my friends steadfastly, listen, I don't necessarily understand what coach is doing, but it's got to be for the betterment of the team. And in Sean I trust. So I need to make that mindset happen for Dennis, because he's our head coach, for better or for worse, I'm on board. And we asked him to make changes last season. And from the start of free agency, he and Mickey have been in the mix, have done the things we've asked. And 100%. So I need to get behind this guy and believe. I have to get on board with him. And I have to believe that Dennis has got a plan for our longevity. And so that is what I have decided is going to be my mantra now. And Dennis, I trust, go make some things happen today, next week, this season.
This is like, without a doubt, this is Dennis Allen's team now. He inherited Sean Payton's team with Sean Payton's scent, as you will, still lingering in the room. And this is now Dennis's team, and they've made a lot of changes and positive. As much as I love Jameis Winston, there was questions with his injury and his recovery. Derek Carr comes in. He's in a bad situation. I'll be the first one to say I was kind of questioning it. And then after now having a chance, because I don't follow other teams like I follow the Saints. Now after having a chance to kind of looking into it and doing a little research, Dennis Allen bringing Carr here was a good thing for Carr and for the Saints.
Agreed.
The Raiders did not do him justice there. And, you know, it's two different environments. And you can see that. One thing I will say, somebody asked me the other day about this, about Carr coming here and my first impressions. He seems so comfortable. Like, you would never know this was his first season here in New Orleans. He's just commanded the team leadership. He gets there early. He's got other guys coming in early with him. He's got a presence when he walks in of, hey, I'm your leader. And, you know, but he's not afraid to ask questions, and he's addressing some of the problems that we've had. And he is doing the same thing that Drew Brees did for so many years, but this is Derek Carr's first season. He's literally hadn't even been here 6 months yet. And, you know, he's doing things that, you know, and of course it comes with being a seasoned vet, but I mean, a seasoned vet of New Orleans versus a guy who's only been here a couple of months, that impresses me a lot. And he's leaving an impression on not only our veteran wide receivers and running backs, but our rookies too. And that's, you need to see a guy who's confident and strong leadership position, you know, who's the captain of your team, essentially your quarterback. So I'm impressed with that. It's just, the second question is, oh, hey, what's going to happen with backup? Well, we know Jameis Winston is probably going to be QB2. You don't want Haener to come in. I mean, I like Haener. I think he's got a lot of potential. You don't want him to come in. You don't want to throw him to the wolves. Give him some chance to get acclimated. Yeah, he did have that interception, but I don't put that all on him 100%. And he did bounce back very well from it after the next game. It did just come out a little while ago, right before we started recording, that Jameis Winston has a wrist injury. It's not thought to be serious. So hopefully we're not dealing with something that's going to linger over the next couple of weeks with him. And he's available for us if we need him. I'm looking forward to what the team's going to do this season. If DeMario and Cam both said that this is going to be a very special season, you'll have to see it to believe it. I don't know if that's because of new play calling or if it's just the feeling that they're getting. Jameis Winston said in his presser the other night that this team is something special. So I believe I'm all in. Speaking of numbers, it's time for us, Georgette. I know we don't like to do this because we never want to be wrong afterwards, but everybody else has done it. Everybody has done it. And we have waited to the very last second. Well, not last second. We could have done it in next week's show. But fortunately, he's waited to the very last second to make their record predictions. I am going to go on the record and say that I believe the Saints are going to finish the season 11-6, least 11-6. I think that this is a great schedule that we have, a very favorable schedule in a seemingly weak NFC South division. A lot of question marks there. But the Saints have made a lot of improvements We have a lot of depth on offense, weapons, and we have a good quarterback, healthy quarterback, but we've got a great running back room. We've got some weapons at wide receiver. Our defense, you know, had a few issues last season getting kind of out the gate. And then towards the end of the season, you know, Tyrann Mathieu, we really saw him come into his own and be comfortable here in New Orleans. I just think the Saints have done everything good to where we are going to take back the South this year. I think we're going to win the division and go marching into the playoffs 11-6. That's my prediction. You tell me what you got, Georgette.
Okay. I'm buying what Cam and DeMario and everybody's been saying. So here's my bold prediction. 13-4. Gosh, I know. Bold. I'm being serious, like super bold, like the biggest bold you can find. Bold predictions. 13-4, NFC South champs, but wait for it. I think we make it to the NFC championship game.
Go, girl.
Not saying anything more.
I won't go that far. Like, I know. It's not that I don't believe we can. I just don't want to say it.
I get it.
I know we're going to go to the playoffs. I would just rather come back later on in the season and make my postseason prediction.
Yep.
I don't know if it's just fear or I don't know what it is because I did this in 2019 and you saw what happened.
Yes.
And that wasn't my fault. And I know it wasn't my fault. It was Bill Vinovich's fault, but I don't want to say that now, but I
know,
but you did and you never go there.
I know. Of the two of us, I'm the more skeptical, but on this one,
I'm usually the one. Yeah. And I'm the one that usually just goes out there and says it. So,
yep. But on this one, I had this conversation with some fans this weekend of another team in another division. And I just said, I love what I see. And I'm just going to go all in. I'm buying what they're selling. I'm buying it. Call me crazy. That's my prediction. And I'm in.
I'm good with that. But I want to tell everybody, thank you for joining us on this crazy Tuesday. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of news that's going to come out before y'all actually hear this episode. So if you want to discuss roster cuts, what you think about the Lutz trade, give us your record predictions. Let's go on record together. Hit us up online. I'm Tina at The Nola Girl on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also hit us up at our Flores Truly account at Flores Truly Pod on Twitter and Flores Truly Podcast on Instagram. And Georgette, tell everybody if they want to come and argue with you or think you're spot on about your NFC championship prediction.
If you want to come and tell me I'm crazy and lost my marbles, you can find me on the Twitter, as I like to call it, at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And I hope everybody has a fabulous night, and we will see you next week on Flores Truly.
Who dat?